Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Op die paaie stadige verkeer in sekere areas van Pretoria, want die paaie is nat en glyerig met reën. Asseblief skakel jou ligte aan en verminder jou spoed. Dan in Waterfall was daar 'n ongeluk op Waterfall Ryland Suid net voor die R55.
Die grensbestuursowerheid het verskeie verdagtes in hegtenis geneem vir hul hulp met onwettige immigrasie. Kommissaris Mark Masiopato gee erkenning aan gevorderde tegnologie vir die inhegtenisneming. Die beweerde fasiliteerders wat aangekeer is, sal strafregtelik aangekla word vir die bevordering van onwettige migrasie.
The return leg, the biggest issue is illegal migration. This time around with the assistance of the drones, we targeted the facilitators. Just in Bay Creek, we intercepted 27 facilitators. We don't deport them. We arrest them, open a criminal case for aiding and abetting, and get them through the legal process inside South Africa.
En die dodetal in die 5 brande in Los Angeles het nou tot 10 gestyg, terwyl weervoorspellers waarsku dat sterk winde die vlamme verder kan aandryf. Die Los Angeles Polisiedepartement sê intussen 'n man is aangekeer vir vermoedelike brandstigting. Meer op jackrandfm.com, klik op news. Armand de Beer van PSG Pretoria East begin met die internasionale markte.
Op die internasionale front sluit markte in Europa laer en in Amerika verhandel die S&P 500 tans 1,3% swakker na die vrystelling van beter as verwagte werkloosheidsdata in Amerika en beleggers verwag nou dat rentekoerse teen 'n stadiger tempo kan daal hierdie jaar.
Ons kyk dan ook na die plaaslike ekonomie.
Op die plaaslike front daal ons mark ook en die JSE algehele indeks sluit 0,3% laer. Onder die swaargewigmaatskappye daal Prosus 1,4%, Naspers daal 1,1% en Anheuser-Busch sluit 0,8% laer. Die Holbron indeks sluit vandag 1,5% sterker nadat kommoditeitspryse styg en die rand verswak. Beide Anglo American PLC en BHP Group styg 0,2% en die platinum miners Anglo Platinum, Northam en Impala Platinum sluit almal meer as 3% sterker. Sasol staan weer uit vandag nadat die aandeelprys 'n verdere 9% styg op die rug van analis opgraderings en die olieprys wat skerp styg.
'N dollar kos R19.12, euro R19.38 en 'n pond R23.25. Goud verhandel teen $2,687.09 per fyn ons en Brent ru olie $80.04 per vat. Ek sien op die naam meer nuus om 6.
We start off with some rugby news. Toulouse captain Antoine Dupont questioned the logic of South African sides playing in the Champions Cup as it forces teams to name second-string lineups due to lengthy travel constraints. In December, the second round of fixtures of the former European Cup, the Sharks and the Stormers sent weakened teams for games in England. And speaking of weakened teams, the Vodacom Bulls named a virtual second-string side for tomorrow's game against the Champions Cup match against French side Castre, rotating their entire starting lineup for a game that they need to win to be able to qualify for the playoffs. And the Blitzbox already hard at work for the next Sevens tournament. It's happening in Perth in Australia. A Blitzbox side emerged victorious in their home event in Cape Town last month, where they beat France 26-14 in the final. Coach Philip Snyman said that they received a challenging draw. And then, of course, it takes place on the 24th, the 25th and 26th of Jan. In cricket news, there is some live cricket action on the go at the moment. It is the second match of the Betway SA20. Bryce Parsons and Matthew Bretzka doing the business for the Durban Super Giants after their captain Keshav Maharaj won the toss and chose to bat first, 7 without loss in the first over there. So still early days indeed. But the game from yesterday saw batting all-rounder Delano Potgieter and Deval Brevis producing individual performances as they guided the Mumbai Indians Cape Town to a crushing 97-run victory over the defending champions at St. George's Park yesterday. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jackaranda FM Sport.